Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone? Mr. Shealy? Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Lastic? Mr. Julian? Mr. Salito? Mr. Marino?
Here, before we commence on this evening's agenda, under Council's new rules, there will be new order of rules in place. The rules of order for Council meetings will go as follows, commencing this evening. We have the roll call. We will have the disposal of the minutes. We will have reports of communications and then public remarks on agenda items only. So the chair will ask for comments from agenda items only. Then Council will go into committee reports, its legislation, and then it will entertain miscellaneous public remarks of a general concern, and then miscellaneous remarks by elected officials and adjournment. And I will review these as we go along, but I wanted to make sure that although rules aren't adopted as of yet, that the Council has instructed the chair to follow them, which the chair will do. Next order of business is the disposal of minutes of December 20th. Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Waddell to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Reports and communications to Council.
First, I have from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control a notice to legislative authority to A&A Singh Incorporated.
Second.
Moved by Shealy, seconded by Julian, to refer to the Police Chief and Safety Director for their report and recommendation. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
And last, from the Niles Police Department, the 2023 annual report.
A motion to accept and place on file.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salito to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Would anyone like to address City Council on agenda items only? George, you have 3 minutes, and you must state your name, please. Hold the green button, please.
Geo. Draft number 169-23 about adopting the Niles Comprehensive Plan. Can you go into more detail? What's that about? If there's no grant money, where's the money going to come from? Because if you vote yes, that means regardless of no grants or nothing, you're going to go after the money. Where does that money come from?
Who would like to address his concern regarding the comprehensive plan?
The comprehensive plan is a roadmap of the community's vision, thoughts, and ideas all put together on paper. It addresses future land use. It addresses the housing stock. It addresses infrastructure and various other items that are pertinent to the future of the city of Niles. Downtown, for example, I think what you're referring to is components within the comprehensive plan that call for redevelopment of the theater property or the South Main Street property. And those are just opportunities for potential redevelopment. Nothing in this comprehensive plan is concrete, and it shouldn't be. Comprehensive plans are those dots, those visions, those ideas at the current moment, and are meant to be reviewed periodically and changed periodically based off the needs of the community, needs and wants of the community. So when we speak to grant dollars associated with the comprehensive plan, most successful communities who are obtaining grant dollars do so because there is a plan in place. That was the goal and the objective of the plan, to put those goals, thoughts, ideas, et cetera, on paper so that when we go to apply to, let's say, the Appalachian Regional Commission of Ohio for $3 million for our downtown revitalization project, all of the planning has been put in place in one document, and input has been made, and that is the piece of the puzzle that those authorities are looking at when they look to award those types of grant dollars.
I understand that because I read the same thing you did with the comprehensive plan, but the question was, where's the money come from if the grants? And if you change it, does it have to go before council for any changes to be made to this plan here?
Not understanding. Which specific grants are you speaking of?
I'm going on the comprehensive plan, the one I'm talking to. I could be wrong.
Or do you have about 10 seconds?
I could be wrong, but it's the one promoting downtown with the posters you had up that one night. That's
the entertainment area where the theater is standing.
Yeah, that's the comprehensive plan I'm going with. If there's no grant money, just where's the money coming from?
So your time's expired. It would be up to council, the administration, to determine how to fund what's in that plan, George. Thank you, sir. Anyone else wish to address council on agenda items only? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, the next order of business is, and you'll have to bear with me as I figure this new way out, so is committee reports.
I do have two. I have the Public Grounds Committee meeting minutes from February 15th, 2023, and the Utilities Committee meeting minutes from June 14th, 2023.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Moved by Joanne, seconded by Salito to accept and place on file. All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I'd like to remind council members that when you do have committee meetings or committee of a whole, please make sure that you have the task of maintaining minutes and submitting them at the next regularly scheduled council meeting so that we can remain in compliance with Ohio's open meeting and sunshine law. Thank you. Would the clerk please present tonight's legislation?
I'd ask council to move to enter an executive session under 121.22(g)(1). The appointment of public officials.
Motion for executive session.
Moved by Mr. Johnstone, seconded by Mr. Julian to adjourn an executive session for the stated reason from the law director. Please call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Council is adjourned to executive session at 6:09 p.m. Where are we going? Over there?
We're going to the room over there?
We're going to the room? Okay. You folks can just remain here until we return. Thank you. Members of council, please rejoin. It's the where's Doug at? Doug. We need to make a motion to reconvene from executive session. I need the council members to please return. All right. Well, this is only going to take a second, Doug. A motion to reconvene is in order by
make
Mr. Julian, seconded by Mr. Waddell. Please call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Sheely?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
It's council's chair's recommendation that council adjourn to a date certain of next Wednesday at 6 p.m. to reconvene this meeting due to a medical emergency of one of our members. Would a motion be in order?
I'll make the motion.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salito. Would the clerk please call the roll to adjourn and reset the meeting to a date certain of next Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Sheely?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Elastic,
yes.
Mr. Salito.
Yes.
Council's meeting is adjourned until a date certain of Wednesday, January 10th at 6 p.m. in chambers. Thank you.